Proclamation number 7081, dated the April 2nd, 1958. God's blessing. Plan of salvation. Change of will. My hands rest upon you with my blessing. You will feel it and sense an inner peace. For my blessing is a gift of strength. My blessing is the help you need in spiritual and worldly adversity. Thus be comforted wherever you may go. For I escort you, I walk next to you, and you will safely reach your goal. Someone who only has me at heart need not fear any downfall. I carry him through difficulty and danger into a safe haven. I only want to win you over, your heart and your will. I only want you to lift your eyes up to me so that you turn to me again, just as you once turned away from me. And I see what goes on in your heart, even if your mouth remains silent, if you outwardly give no sign of your affinity to me. But I will not let go of my hand again. I will always try to strengthen your bond with me until you have finally entered into union with me, until the goal has been reached that was set for your path of earthly life. Nevertheless, you should know that his direction of will is left up to each person. You are not compelled to think one way or another. Your thoughts will always remain free even if you are forced into specific actions. For were I to forcibly influence your will, you would be mine already, since this power is truly at my disposal. However, it would neither make me nor you so happy that you could praise yourselves blessed forever. Yet a free decision of will for me assures the most blissful fate, and that is what I want you to have. As long as you have not attained knowledge of my eternal plan of salvation, you cannot grasp the implication of such free decision of will either. For there is more at stake than the short time of your earthly existence. It concerns eternity. It concerns something that exceeds your comprehension. As long as you cannot be placed in a state of realization by my Spirit, which enlightens you also in regards to that which so far was incomprehensible for you. Even if the knowledge of it were conveyed to you, you would nevertheless not understand it as long as you have not established a bond with me. But you can rest assured that no human being who sincerely desires it is denied this realization. What once threw you back? What once deprived you of this realization? What turned you into imperfect beings, was solely caused by your apostasy from me, by your deliberate separation from me, although you will never ever be able to disconnect yourselves from your God and Creator. Therefore it only requires you to deliberately turn towards me again in order to lead you back to the light of realization, to strengthen to your once perfect state. For this reason I only seek to achieve redirecting your will towards me. You will indeed only be truly happy again in your conscious bond with me. Roman 1. 2. Long for my children who once left me as a result of their conceited thinking. This is why I incessantly pursue them with my love and try to persuade them to return to me. Nevertheless, I often use means in which you humans are unable to recognize the love of a father for his children. And yet, it is love, a love which wants to make you immeasurably happy and which only ever tries to reach the goal that the child will find the path to the father in order to remain with him forever. Amen.